This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Joining us now is a world-famous professional wrestler. He is also known for his frequent appearances on Fox News. He is a dear friend. Join me in welcoming Tyrus to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. Now, Tyrus, before I even get into this, your real name is George Murdoch. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
That's my government name. Yes,
all right. And you're a former professional wrestler, and you hold the NWA World Heavyweight Title Champ.
Yes, I retired, so I'm no longer active, and they have a new champ. But yes, I was the reigning defending NWA champ for a while. Now I'm a
former
full-time philosopher, I guess you could call it.
All right, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because I love the way you think. So I want to talk to you about something that to me is a little strange, but I'm not going to try to shade your opinion. Now, there are people who are interested in looking for vacant places where they just move in without a lease, without a rental agreement, without permission from the owner. And when the owner comes back, they say, "No way, Jose, it's our house." These people are known as squatters. Now, unfortunately, in many places, they are given the status of a tenant, which means that if you live in New York or some of these other more liberal states, it takes you up to 20 months if you own the property to have them evicted when they have literally no argument or no reason or justification to be in your home. Now, have you heard of this problem, Tyrus?
I've heard of squatters in big, giant housing tracts that were like abandoned houses.
Yep.
Or foreclosed homes. But a foreclosed home is owned by the bank, so they get them out of there pretty quick. Funny how that works out.
Yeah, isn't it?
I guess when I hear them say this, I always think, how is this any different than breaking and entering? If I come home to my house and there's somebody inside of it moving my stuff around, I'm just going to think he's robbing me, and I live in the South, Louisiana, and we feel that a certain way. So when I hear these progressive terms, squatter, no, somebody broke into your home. How are they not arrested on site? There's no difference. Somebody breaks in your house to steal your TV. They get to squat on your TV rights? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well,
so when I hear this, I say only, and this is why the Second Amendment is so important.
Oh, I got you. You jumped right over to that Second Amendment. Well, let me tell you what happened in New York. There's a woman who inherited a house from her mom and dad. I think she's in Queens. It's a $1 million house. She goes to sell it. The squatters refuse to move. So she calls the police, and the police say, you know, to the squatters, you know, what right do you have to be here? And the squatters say, well, we have a lease. Do you have a copy of the lease? No. But how did you get here? Well, a realtor brought us here. What's the realtor's name? Oh, I forgot.
Criminals lie.
Of course they do, but this is how absurd it is. So then they say, do you have any bills? And the guy shows a bill because apparently he changed the lock or whatever. And then so the courts say, okay, you have a right to be in this house as opposed to the owner. The owner says nonsense. The owner goes to Lowe's or Home Depot's, gets her own lock, and changes the lock. Guess who gets arrested and taken away in cuffs? The owner who changed the lock.
Yeah, I'd be bringing this one dog I have that doesn't behave there. Buddies from college still, or buddies I used to bounce clubs with. It's ignorant. It's just ignorant. And for any police officer to be in that situation where you clear a crime being committed and the lies, well, where's this? I don't have it. It's just like same thing with you get pulled over and you have a suspended driver's license. Where's your license? Oh, I forgot it at home.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Where did you get it fixed at? Oh, I paid a judge. What judge? Don't remember.
Yep.
Like there's no difference. So, but this is the problem when it's the unaffected aren't affected. A judge feels good saying, oh, the house was empty. But if it was their home,
it'd be different.
If they came home,
yep,
and someone was squatted in their house, they would have the police there. They'd probably have the chief of police there. They would have their security team get them out of the house, because it's not just somebody squatting in your home. They're going to destroy your home.
That's right.
They're not going to leave it better. They're not going to walk in there. They're going to destroy it. And that's the, we had the same, very similar thing during the pandemic where people were basically told they didn't have to pay rent, and they were given their, all this free money to supposedly pay rent. They never paid rent. They went on vacation.
That's right.
But yet they couldn't be evicted. And we saw homeowners' houses foreclose on them because they used the rent to pay their bills. So now you have somebody just living in your home, running it down. And that's the real issue, is that the property value gets beat. So when I, and I don't like conspiracies, but I feel like somehow this works out in the bank's favor. They run the house down, the owner doesn't want it, they foreclose it, then they clear it, then they clear them out, and then the bank sells the home. Because I can't see, there's no, there's, I always look for what's the catch in something. How does this benefit anyone to where someone could walk in your home and just claim it and lie and say they signed a lease? They can literally make their own lease up, basically.
Well, but you know, but you know what this comes down to also? It's just a breakdown in all the rules, because to me, that the squatter is not a tenant and shouldn't have the rights of a tenant where you have to wait 20 months to get them out. It's a, a trespasser. And yet they say you have to go to civil court.
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the Construction Accident Lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice. Prior results don't guarantee similar outcomes.
We're out of time, but I very, very much appreciate what you're saying and where you brought us in this conversation. It is a conversation to be continued. Anyway, Tyrus, thanks for joining us on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. We love you, and we look forward to seeing you at Fox. And should we tell everybody that your office is right next door to mine?
Right next. And by the way, nice job last night. I was leaving. I saw you were still working. I said, look at Judge.
Yep. That's me. I'm one of those people keeps working, trying to make it to the next level. We love you, Tyrus. Take care.
All right.
Thanks. Yes. Bye-bye.